is an Auburn Network production. Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Googe Performing Arts Center.
Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Mountain High Outfitters, Gutter Pro, and University Ace Hardware.
Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Auburn High School Basketball, Jacob Goins.
We are live inside of Don Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State in Montgomery, Alabama. The regional tournament is here, and your Auburn High Lady Tigers have a sight set on a state championship, and the quest begins today. Hello, Tiger fans. I'm Jacob Goins. It's early on this Friday morning, but we appreciate you being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network. And look, Auburn High, they'll play at 9 a.m., 9 p.m. They don't care. They are on a quest for a state championship. And head coach Courtney Pritchett and his Lady Tigers have had a historic season, winning their sixth straight area championship title last Friday. They now come in today, and try to get back to Birmingham. They have to get through Enterprise first. It's the Wildcats of Enterprise, the Tigers of Auburn, and we've got the broadcast for you right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. We'll tell you what you need to know, tell you the records, tell you what happened the first time these two teams met as well, plus starting lineups and opening tip. All that here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Welcome back to Don Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State as we're counting down the minutes before tip-off between Auburn and Enterprise, the Lady Tigers and the Lady Wildcats. I'm Jacob Goins with you here. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee. Let's tell you about these two teams a little bit. Your Auburn High Tigers 22-3 on the season, 6-0 in regular season area play. They also swept the area tournament, winning their sixth straight title here at Auburn High School. They defeated Central last Friday in the area championship game, so a week between that and this game this morning, but I don't think it'll impact your Auburn High Tigers. On the flip side, it's the Wildcats of Enterprise, just 9-18 on the season overall, 2-4 in area play. They were area 3 runner-ups behind Dothan, and so they come in as the 2 seed from area 3, Auburn the 1 seed out of area 4. But this is not the first time these two teams have met this season. They played way back when in November, where Auburn beat Enterprise on November 26th, 64-30. It was a beatdown that this Auburn High team handed out, and they do that quite often, but you can't take that game and apply anything here this morning. This is postseason basketball. This is playoff time. It's win or go home, and basically what we have on our hands is the Sweet 16. This is the regional semifinals. The winner here this morning will get the winner of Dothan and Central. They play later on today, so the winner here, the winner there. They'll meet next Wednesday morning right back here at the Don Oliver Acadome. It's Auburn and Enterprise. Lady Tigers and Lady Wildcats will have starting lineups and opening tip all coming up next here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Googe Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Just a couple of minutes away from tip-off between Auburn and Enterprise in the Lady Regional Semifinals here on the campus of Alabama State. Got a couple of more minutes before they get to starting lineups and opening tips. So we'll give you some of those keys to the game here this morning. Your Auburn High Tigers on a 13-game winning streak coming in to this game. Their last loss for head coach Courtney Pritchett and the Lady Tigers all the way back on December 30th. That's right. We have not lost in the calendar year a 13-game win streak. They lost to North Laurel back on December 30th. But as we mentioned, with the first matchup between Auburn and Enterprise, a 13-game win streak means nothing today. That can all go to bed. It can go to end, and your season can be done here this morning. And with a 9 a.m. tip, man, the question is, how do you come out? How do you play? How do you respond? How do you react? What's your energy like this morning? Because, look, I'm getting up and going with several cups of coffee to call a game. These girls got to play a game at 9 a.m. It's not easy, but it can be fun if you do what you're supposed to do, execute at a high level, and move the basketball the way that Auburn High does. One important note for Auburn High before we take one final break and then get you starting lineups at opening tip. The freshman Hannah Shepherd is out today. She is out sick. She did not make the trip. So the Tigers will have a little bit of a different starting lineup, a little bit different rotation as well, and we'll have that for you coming up in just a moment. Starting lineups and opening tip are next here on 96.3 W. Lee.
Spring turkey season is on the horizon, and Winter Timber Outdoors has everything you need to tag out that big gobbler. Check out our huge selection of turkey shotguns and ammo, along with top shelf decoys from Higdon and Dave Smith to fool them every time. A killer lineup of turkey calls from Bo Brooks, Houndstooth, Woodhaven, Rolling Thunder, Double Down, and Cluck. Whatever style you run, we've got it. And gear up for the woods with the newest apparel, vests, and boots from Sitka, Grounded, and Crispy. Elevate your adventure at Winter Timber Outdoors in Auburn.
Auburn High basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Time now for the Auburn Bank starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School basketball. We'll get you starting lineups for Enterprise in just a moment, but we'll give you the starting five for your Auburn High School Lady Tigers as they are 22-3. And actually, we're going to have a national anthem playing, so we're going to extend it to break one more time and come right back here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Experience the knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Auburn High basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Well, let's try that again, huh? Starting lineups here on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School basketball. We will start with the Enterprise Wildcats again, 9-18 on the season, 2-4 in area play in Region 3. And they come in this morning again as the runner-up in Area 3, and they have their sights on an upset this morning. So starting five for the Enterprise Wildcats, wearing number one is Baja Williams. Wearing number two is Destiny Smith. Wearing number three is Anaya Hill. Wearing number 12 for the Wildcats is Delcy Harrison. And wearing number 30 is Whitney Rogers. So again, Williams in one, Smith in two, Hill in three, Harrison in 12, Rogers in 30 for the Enterprise Wildcats. A four-year Auburn High Lady Tigers, 22-3 on the season, 7A Area 4 champs. Here is your starting five. Kaden Carr, she wears number 0. The junior guard will get the start this morning. Anavia Nelms wearing number 2, the senior point guard in the lineup as well. Jalen White, the 8th grader, wearing number 5 in the starting lineup with no Hannah Shepherd today. Praylee Winfrey, the Stephen F. Austin signee, she wears number 20 in the starting lineup as well. And Bella Paul wearing number 33 for your Auburn High Tigers. So Kaden Carr, Anavia Nelms, Jalen White, Praylee Winfrey, and Bella Paul, the starting 5 for your Auburn High School Tigers. We're ready to go between Auburn and Enterprise.
It's game time on 96.3 W. Lee. The first half of AHS basketball is presented by Russell Building Supply.
The Enterprise Wildcats in their dark blue uniforms this morning. Blue on top, blue on bottom, white trim down the side. Enterprise written in white across the chest with the white numbers on front and back. Auburn High in all white this morning. Bella Paul tips it up, and we're underway between Auburn and Enterprise. Tigers in the white on top, white on bottom, blue trim down the side. Auburn written in blue across the chest with the blue numbers on front and back. Tigers moving left to right on your radio dial. Braley Winfrey tries to start us off with a made three. It won't fall. And then a rebound brought down by Bella Paul and a foul on Enterprise to start the ball game. I'm your man, Jacob Goins. Appreciate you being with us on this Friday morning just after the 9 o'clock hour in the regional semifinals for 7A varsity girls basketball. Again, Tigers moving left to right on your radio dial. Braylee Winfrey off the inbound. A shoe-shiner pass to Jalen White and cannot get the layup to fall, but she will head to the free throw line. Tigers left to right, Wildcats right to left. And we're just 18 seconds into the opening quarter. And the 8th grader, Jalen White, will step up to the free throw line. Again, she in the starting lineup. She's always in the mix. We know that for sure. But with no Hannah Shepherd this morning, Jalen White in that starting lineup. The high arcing free throw off the back iron. And no good. So Jalen White, Braylee Winfrey, Kaden Carr, and Anavia Nelms, Bella Paul, the 5 to start for head coach Courtney Pritchett in the regional semifinals. Jalen gets us started. She goes 1-for-2 at the charity stripe. Tigers lead 1-0 and a full court press immediately. Enterprise moving right to left. Again, Tigers just all over Enterprise the first time in the first matchup in November, 64-30. Wildcats able to break it. They're in the half court to our left. Winfrey will guard the ball handler at the top, and now it's Anavia Nelms. They dump it down low. Bounce pass on the baseline. Shot is blocked by Bella. Here comes Braylee Winfrey. Left to right on your radio dial. Tigers look to push. Winfrey at the top tried to feed to Kaden Carr. Pass was tipped. Carr has it now on the left-hand wing. Swipes the knees. Pass to Winfrey. Down low to Bella. Rebound and up and gone on the layup for Bella Paul. Gets it to go off the window. Tigers lead 3-0 on the first made field goal. Right to left come the Wildcats again. Full court press. They're able to break it again. And they're in the half court to our left. At the top is Baja Williams. So handoff on the right-hand side. That is Destiny Smith. Gets to the lane. Jump shot is good from about 8 feet. Good start for the Wildcats. Destiny Smith has the Wildcats on the board. 3-2 Auburn with 6:45 to play in the opening quarter. Carr on the right-hand wing. Gets the screen. Cross-court pass in the corner. Anavia now for three. No. Rebound Caden Carr in the lane. Floater no good. May have been blocked. But Jalen White is there to clean it up. Jalen White's got an early three, and that is Auburn's lead. And Winfrey steals the inbound and gets her first bucket of the game. Auburn on the full-court press, man. It is just suffocating, especially this early in the morning. It's 7-2 Tigers. Here comes Enterprise, the half-court to our left. They bring over the yellow and black Alabama State logo here in the Dunn-Oliver Acadome in Montgomery, Alabama State Capitol this morning. For some AHSAA basketball. And a travel in the lane. Yes, it was. Shuffled her feet. Did Anaya Hill. Got to the free throw line. Took an extra step. And a turnover on the Wildcats. And we see some early coaching from head coach Courtney Pritchett. We know one thing. He gets on his team harder than just about anybody. But it's because the expectations are just so high for this team, where they truly do believe they can win a state championship. And it starts here today in a win-or-go-home regional semifinal. Tigers in the half court to our right, working around the perimeter. It is Caden Carr at the top again inside the Hornet logo at center court. Into the free throw line for Bella Paul. Dump down low. Jalen White's being fouled in there. No call. Can't get the layup to fall, and Enterprise is able to clear. And Braylee Winfrey steals it. And up and good with the left hand. Braylee Winfrey's got a couple of buckets, both off of steals. Auburn has its largest lead. It's 7 with 5.5 to play in the opening frame. Jalen White steals the pass now. Here come the Tigers. White to Winfrey. Layup. Good. Timeout on the floor. Auburn 11. Enterprise 2. Timeout by the Wildcats. Auburn with a big lead with 5:21 to play in the opening quarter. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. But we will pause 10 seconds for station identification on 96.3 W. Lee.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
We are inside the Dunn-Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State in Montgomery, Alabama. Early morning basketball here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Hope you grabbed a cup of coffee, maybe a donut as well. And we appreciate you being with us here on 96.3 W. Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. I'm your man, Jacob Goins, and glad you're with us here on the Auburn High Sports Network. 5:21 to play, opening quarter. And your Auburn High Lady Tigers lead 11-2 over Enterprise in the regional semifinals. Wildcats able to break the press. They're in the half court to our left. They'll rip a three from the left-hand wing. No good. Rebound fought for by Winfrey. Jump save to Anavia Nelms. Here comes Nelms up the left-hand sideline, and then she stepped on the out-of-bounds line. She did in front of the opposing scoring table. And so I believe the first recorded turnover for Auburn in this first quarter. Again, 5:04 to play, opening frame, Auburn and Enterprise, and the Lady Tigers and the Lady Wildcats. Auburn 7A Area 4 champs. Enterprise, the runner-ups in Area 3. They find an open shooter on the left-hand wing. She'll go into the lane instead of shooting. Should have been a travel. Instead, Jalen White takes her lunch money. Here come the Tigers left to right. The eighth grader in the lane falls down. No call. Can't get the shot to go. Gets her own rebound out to Winfrey at the free throw line. Now it's Carr. Thought about the three, and she'll pull it back out and reset. Bounce pass underneath. Jalen on the low block. Layup no good. Tons of contact in there. Again, not getting the call. Is Jalen White, and we play on. Enterprise right to left as we look at it here at the Dunn-Oliver Acadome. We're sitting courtside at Alabama State this morning. Gets to the elbow and lost it. Did Baja Williams. Jalen White has been all over the place defensively. Still starters on the floor for head coach Courtney Pritchett. 4:15 to play. Auburn leads 11-2. Nelms on the right free throw line extended. Hands off to Braylee Winfrey at the top. Guarded heavily, swings it over. Caden Carr, that's a three. Left it short, may have been blocked. Rebound tipped around and fought for by Enterprise. And then a jump ball. No, they're going to call a foul on Anavia Nelms going after the basketball. So a foul about 90 feet away from your own basket. Not what you're looking for. If you're Auburn High, just the first team foul on the Tigers. We're halfway through this first quarter. First half action on the Auburn High Sports Network brought to you by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. 11-2 is Auburn's lead over Enterprise in the varsity girls game. Under four to play, first quarter. At the top, Wildcats have it in the half court to our left. Dribble at the top, they hand it off. Tigers playing man, and Anabias tips the pass, goes out of bounds off of a Wildcat, and we're going the other way. Kamira Harris was the last one to touch it, and Auburn forces another turnover. Want to see some more efficiency on the offensive end in the half-court set. Haven't seen a ton of it. We've seen Auburn force it down low several times. Couple of subs in. Keeley Levitt is the first one to come in, and then a jump ball is called. And possession arrow goes to Enterprise. So a good play by a couple of Wildcats in there. Believe 20 in blue. Janaya Bloodworth was the one to force the whistle. 11-2 is our score with 3.5 to play, counting down first quarter. Enterprise looks to run. They break the press. Baseline dribble drive here near us. Kick to the far corner. No one home, able to save it. That's a three for the Wildcats. No good. And Keeley Levitt pulls down the board. Kaden Carr puts her head down, gets to the three-point line, hands off for Winfrey, thought about the three, spin in the lane. Trower dribble, gets to the basket. No, but she was fouled on the jump shot right at the SWAC logo here at Alabama State. A late call. But that'll put Braley at the free throw line, where we know she is just so good this season. Braley Winfrey, the senior, who will be playing her basketball at the next level this time next year at Stephen F. Austin. Braley averaging over 19 points a game and cannot connect on the first free throw. Averages 19 points a game. She also shoots it at 70% there at the charity stripe. As Anabia Nelms will sit down. Pearl Simmons is in the game for Auburn High School. 11-2 is the lead. 3:05 to play. Winfrey trying to split a pair, and she does. She's up to 5 early points for Auburn. 5 of the 12 for Auburn. With 3 minutes to play, first quarter. Enterprise moving right to left. They've broken that press several times. They've got it in the half court. Swing to the right-hand side. Dribble drive on Pearl Simmons cuts her off, and Destiny Smith will back it out to the Alabama State logo. 2:50 to play, first quarter. Auburn 12, Enterprise 2. It's the largest lead for Auburn so far this morning. Pearl, great defense on the dribble drive. Gets to the lane. Tough floater. Gets the roll here in Montgomery. What a take and make by Destiny Smith. She has all 4 points for Enterprise in this opening frame. Kaden Carr, the junior, wears 0 in white. She'll run point at the top. She's got it on the left-hand side. Guarded heavily by Destiny Smith. Swings it for Braley Winfrey, far side. Back out to Carr. Open 3. Foot may have been on the line. Didn't matter. She didn't make it. Pearl Simmons gets the board. Jump shot from 8 feet. No good. But Bella Paul is in there. Gets the board. Puts it up and gone. Third effort for Auburn on that possession, and it paid off. Tigers lead by 12. And then Keeley Levitt steals it. A floater in the lane was a little wild. Couldn't get it to go. Gets her own rebound off the steal. No good on the putback. And Kaden Carr is there. She will head to the free throw line. Tigers lead by 10. Apologies. 14-4 is Auburn's lead. And Kaden Carr can make it 12 if she goes 2-for-2, which we saw her do many times in that game against Central in the area championship game. And a miss for Auburn at the free throw line. Kaden Carr had 25 points in that last game against Central in the area title. And most of those came at the free throw line. We talked to her after that game and talked to her about her quick free throw routine as well. She gets it, dribble shot just like that, and it's good. Talked to her about that, and she said, that's how I was taught. She said, the longer you hold it, the more you get out of your routine, the worse chance or the better chance you have to miss it. She said, I just get it and shoot it and see what happens. And she's pretty good there. On a 1-for-2 trip, Auburn leads by 11 with under 2 to play first quarter. Enterprise in the half court to our left. Gets around Pearl Simmons. Tigers in a little zone. They poke it out on the far side in front of head coach Courtney Pritchett. Enterprise able to get it, swing it, shoot it, and cannot make it. High arcing rebound into the hands of Kaden Carr. Ahead for Anavia Nelms by herself. Right hand layup no good. May have been blocked from underneath. And a good recovery by Enterprise. It was Destiny Smith who ran the length of the floor to get back and contest that layup. They'll say Enterprise stepped on the baseline trying to turn up the floor. So Tigers didn't get the points, but they do get the basketball. Up 15-4, 1:26 to play. Half court to our right. Kaden Carr fakes the three, dribble drive on the baseline. Hands to Bella Paul. She's at the elbow. Back to Anavia. Open three in the corner. Yes! Anavia Nelms gets the first made three of the game, and Auburn's up 18-4 with a minute 10 counting down. Great start for Auburn, especially on this end of the floor defensively. Around the world go the Wildcats. Into the lane is one in blue. Had it poked away, and she retains it. Kicks to the corner. Thought about the three. Takes the three. Cannot make the three. In and out for Destiny Smith. Here come the Tigers, and then a reach foul. On Enterprise, it'll be their, I believe, their fifth of this opening quarter. And if so, that'll put Auburn at the free throw line for the next 54 seconds. Unless they already updated. Nope, they didn't. There it is. That is the fifth team foul on Enterprise. So reminder, five team fouls per quarter puts the opposing team in the double bonus. There is no singular double. It's two free throws every time. And that foul count will reset at the start of the next quarter. So 18-4 is Auburn's lead. Make it 19. Thanks to the first made free throw by Caden Carr. Got those salmon-colored shoes on again this morning. She's worn them all year long. They're a staple now for Zero and White. And a great start for Auburn. She goes 2 for 2. Caden Carr with 3. Anavia with 3. Jalen White with 3. Bella with 4. Braley with 5. And Braley's back into the game. It's Winfrey, Anavia now, Pearl Simmons, Bella Paul, and Keely Levitt. The 5 on the floor for head coach Courtney Pritchett. 50 seconds counting down in the first quarter at a 20-4 lead. Enterprise around the world. They get to the lane. Pull up from the elbow. A high arcing shot. Gets a friendly bounce from Baja Williams. Just the second Wildcat to score in the quarter. It's 20-6. Auburn with the lead and the basketball. Left to right on your radio dial. Bella Paul goes to work down low. They're just getting mauled in there. No call. Braley Winfrey just got fouled on the rebound. No call. It's out on Winfrey, and we're going the other way. I mean, just getting dogged in there inside the lane, and no calls. And Auburn's going to have to find a way to finish through contact this morning. 20-6, 20 seconds to play Enterprise basketball. At the top, dribble on Pearl Simmons. Behind the back, dribble, she lost it. Here comes Braley Winfrey. All by herself. Gets to the left side, and you know the results. 7 early points for Braley Winfrey to give Auburn a 22-6 lead. Enterprise across half court. Lets it fly at the buzzer. I don't think she got it off. She didn't make it, and it doesn't matter. Opening quarter is done. Auburn 22, Enterprise 6. Stick around. Second quarter coming up from the Dunn Oliver Acadome. Right after this, you're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our 3 offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Start of the second quarter in the regional semifinals. 7A varsity girls here at the Dunn Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State in Montgomery, Alabama. I'm Jacob Guns with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. We appreciate you being with us on this Friday morning. Again, if you're at work with it on your computer, maybe you got it pulled up on your phone, or maybe you're off today. Maybe you're driving around Auburn or Opelika, and you got us on your radio dial on 96.3 W. Lee. However you're tuned in this morning, we appreciate you. Just one game here on the network today. Of course, the varsity boys came up short in the area tournament, so their season is done. But Auburn High, the girls, are well on their way here in the regional semis. They lead 22-6 over Enterprise in game one of this regional tournament. Auburn with the basketball and the lead. Left to right we go in the half court to our right. Feet inside for Braley. Turnaround jumper from 8 feet too strong. Rebound pulled down by the Wildcats and then given right back to Auburn, who gives it right back to Enterprise. Should have been a jump ball. No call. We play on. Here come the Wildcats in the dark blue jerseys right to left. Nasty crossover dribble in the lane, and she was fouled from behind on the shot. She'll head to the line. That is Destiny Smith. And trying to see, I think they got it on Anavia Nelms, and they did. So the senior point guard will pick up a foul. The first one for Auburn in this second quarter. 7:31 to play in the first half, as Pearl Simmons will step up to the scorer's table, and she'll sub in for Anavia after that missed free throw. Only 2 Wildcats in the scoring column It's Destiny Smith with four. She's at the line right now, and Vaja Williams had a made field goal as well. But five different Tigers scored in that first quarter as Destiny Smith gets the scoring started with a split pair of free throws. 22-7 is Auburn's lead as Caden Carr walking across the Alabama State yellow and black Hornet logo at center court. Left to right we go. Bella Paul at the free throw line. Dumped down to Jalen, who wasn't ready for it. Right through the hands of Five and White. It's a great play call. Great play set. You have Bella at the free throw line. The defense collapses. Dump it down to Jalen. Run it again next time. I guarantee White, Five and White will be ready for it. We approach 7 minutes in this second quarter. 22-7 is Auburn's lead. Full court press causes a steal. Braley, free throw line, pull up, jumper too strong off the right-hand side, and the rebound skied for by 12 and blue for Enterprise. Auburn puts a full court pressure even off a miss, man. It's unbelievable how talented they are doing that. And then they force a turnover right here in front of us. Dribbled it off for shoes, did 30 and blue, Whitney Rogers, and Auburn forces the turnover, and they've got the basketball right back. 22-7. Auburn leads 6:54, counting down in the second quarter. Caden Carr, Braley Winfrey, Jalen White, Pearl Simmons, and Bella Paul, the five on the floor right now for head coach Courtney Pritchett. Little English on the pass from Caden Carr down low to Bella Paul, who's just being, just getting hacked in there. Kicks out for Braley Winfrey, struggling early from the floor is Braley Winfrey, but Bella Paul is there to clean it up, takes the bump, and heads to the free throw line for a chance at a three-point play. Bella Paul has come on so strong for this Auburn High team. One of the five seniors on this squad, her and Jalen White, have played so good down low this season. We've talked about it. It's what this team was missing a year ago in terms of having the numbers down low. They've got several players that can dominate the painted area, and one of them isn't even here today. Hannah Shepherd, the freshman, did not make the trip, out with an illness today, so no 11 and White. But Bella Paul steps up, converts the three-point play. She ties Braley Winfrey to lead all scorers with seven. Auburn leads 25-7, 6.5 to play in this second quarter. Enterprise in the half court to our left. Tigers are just pressuring the ball handlers. Nowhere easy to go for Enterprise. Kick to the far corner. Nearly lost it. Jalen White's extending her defense. Ball's in the hands of 22. That's Reese Edens. Hands off at the top for Smith. Guarded by Braley Winfrey at the point. Crossover dribble to the left hand. Spins in the lane and blocked but fouled. Oh, that was a pretty block by Braley Winfrey. Did they get the help defender? Nope, they called it on Braley. And that'll be the first foul on 20 and White. Second foul on Auburn in this quarter. Again, this is the regional semifinals. Auburn the winner out of Area 4. Enterprise the runner-up out of Area 3. First free throw for Destiny Smith is good. It is win or go home from here on out. If you win, you move on. If you lose, your season is done. The winner here is going to get the winner of Dothan and Central, which will also be played later on today in the regional semis, and a two-for-two trip for Destiny Smith. This is basically your Sweet 16 is what this is. For those of you familiar with the NCAA tournament, this is your regional semifinal Sweet 16. Auburn with the lead, 25-9. We're just 2 minutes in to the second quarter. Keeley Levitt at the free throw line. She is shoved to the ground, no call, and we play on. Folks, just be ready for it. Unless you just break your arm, you're not going to get called for a foul this morning. Enterprise has it in the half court to our left. Destiny Smith on the dribble handoff. Gets to the painted area. Hands out on top for Anaya Hill. Dribble drive, kick to the near corner. Back out to Hill. Thought about the three. Takes the three and makes the three. Anaya Hill gets her first bucket of the game, the third Wildcat to score. Enterprise trying to cut into a lead, 25-12 now. Auburn dumps it down low. Enterprise saves it and then throws it away. Auburn getting a little sped up on the offensive end. They know what they want to do, just seems like they're trying to do it a little too quickly, trying to force some of those openings at the free throw line in the high elbow. Got to wait for it to develop a little bit as Keeley has it down low. Again, just being hacked all over and now stolen, thrown back to Auburn in the half court. Caden Carr comes up with the loose ball, dumps down to Jalen, has to throw off a defender. Bodies are on the floor. Her shot was blocked. Keeley Levitt's shot was blocked, and here comes Enterprise. Trying to break a full-court press ball thrown out of bounds off of Smith. And it's Auburn High School basketball. What a chaotic sequence that was. And I don't know if I've ever seen whistles being deeper in a pocket of an official like we've seen this morning. Just nothing being called. Unless they feel like they absolutely have to, which at this point, that precedent's been set. Here's what I don't want to see. And we talk about this here on the network all the time. Don't change the way you call the game in the second half. We'll keep an eye on that. Braylee Winfrey, there's a foul call. And she was hit by two or three different Wildcats on the layup attempt. It didn't go. But Winfrey will step to the free throw line. 25-12 is Auburn's lead here in the varsity girls game. 4:52 to play, second quarter. Here on the Auburn High Sports Network, got a good showing of Auburn High fans early this morning up there in that second level with the Acadome. First free throw from Braylee Winfrey is good. Want to remind you, first half action of tonight's game, or this morning's game, rather, is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Braylee Winfrey goes 2 for 2, and then Enterprise throws it away on the full court press. This is where Auburn really starts to expand its lead on teams like this. When you get out in front and you still put on that pressure and force a bunch of turnovers, and then you convert on turnovers like you're trying to do right now. Winfrey in the lane, falls to the floor, dumps to Pearl Simmons, who then got caught in the air and traveled. Head coach Courtney Pritchett, he's begging for a foul call. I mean, we've got girls, and it's on both ends. It's not just one team or the other. We've got girls being pushed to the floor from behind and no call. And we're going to run through contact all morning long. 4:41 to play. Enterprise moving right to left in a travel. A travel is called on 32 and blue. That is Bryce Deetian, who is now going to be giving the ball right back to Auburn High School, up 27-12 with 4:37 to play in the second quarter. Winfrey has it at the top. She'll run point on this possession. Tries to go inside to Caden Carr, not there. Cross-court pass was tipped into the hands of Anavia Nelms. Dribble drive, pull-up jumper from 8 feet, no good. And the rebound pulled down and then stripped away off the hands of a Tiger, and it's going to Enterprise. Auburn in all white, Enterprise in that dark, it's like that midnight blue almost. Got a little bit more brightness to it, but a real pretty color for Enterprise. They've got that top and bottom, Auburn in white on top and bottom, and they changed the call. They changed the call. It goes to Auburn. Winfrey off the inbound. In the corner, yes! Oh, that's a dagger for Braylee Winfrey. She's got 5 in the corner. Give her 12 for the game, and Auburn has its largest lead. They're up 30-12. Enterprise moving right to left. Auburn is just blitzing ball handlers yet again at half court. And they throw it away. Jalen White comes up with the steal. Ahead for Winfrey. All by herself and another layup for 20 and White. 7 in the first, 7 in the second. Braylee Winfrey's having herself a morning. Here comes Enterprise right to left. Ball poked out from behind. Underneath the basket, it was Destiny Smith. I believe they say it was off of Auburn. And it was. So 3:50 to play in this second quarter. Bella Paul pulls down the rebound off the miss.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
All right, we're back here at the Dunn Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State in Montgomery. Your Auburn High Lady Tigers lead 38-12. Couple of buckets while we were away. Missed bucket there on the right-hand side. Enterprise pulls down the rebound, and we are back underway. Apologies on that. Had our power table got completely disconnected. Everybody here lost power, so we were in a scramble drill trying to get it back. And then a offensive foul called on Enterprise, so Auburn will have possession of the basketball. They'll have it up 38-12 with 91 seconds to play in the second quarter. Again, apologies there on that, but I believe we're back. Hope we're back here at Dunn Oliver Acadome. Auburn High, your Lady Tigers leading Enterprise 38-12 in this first quarter. Be sure you stick with us during the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. We'll tell you how this first half has gone. Tell you what you need to know for that second half as well as Auburn tries to keep their season alive here in the regional semifinals. Left to right go the Tigers. White on top, white on bottom. Reagan Smalls in the game tries to feed Jada Williams on the right-hand wing and tipped away by Enterprise's Anaya Hill. And we appreciate you being with us here on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 W Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the radio Alabama app. Jada Williams pull up from 18 feet in and out, and a rebound fought for by Enterprise. They're moving right to left in the Navy jerseys. 70 seconds to play in the first half. Auburn with a commanding 38-12 lead.
And then Pearl Simmons going to have to sub out. Not sure if she maybe a bloody nose or something seems to be the case. With the physicality we've seen in this game, I wouldn't doubt there's a bloody nose somewhere. Maybe a bloody lip for Pearl Simmons over there. She'll get checked out. Caden Carr, Reagan Small, Jada Williams, Bella Paul, and Avia Nelms. The five on the floor in the half court to our left defensively. Turn his hill at the corner, gets to the semicircle, kicks it out. Dribble drive with the left hand. May have taken an extra step, no call. Ball's on the floor, body's on the floor. Here comes Caden Carr. Pushes with the right hand, does the junior. Swipes the knees, gets to the lane. Good! In the lane. Should have been an and one, doesn't matter. Caden Carr gets her first bucket here in the second quarter. And a tough finish for Zero and White. My goodness, what a finish. As Auburn has a 40-12 lead. And stolen by Reagan Small. Three and White's by herself. Gets to the lane and finishes. Does number three. Reagan Small has a bucket in this second quarter. Auburn leads by 30. 13 seconds counting down in the second quarter. Right to left comes Enterprise. It's Hill in the near corner, guarded by Anabia Nelms. Throws it at the top, nearly lost it. They recover. 4 seconds on the clock, and now two, and Enterprise throws it away with less than a second to go in the second quarter. It is Auburn High School basketball. Probably should have been some more time left on that clock, but either way, Auburn will inbound. Carr at the buzzer did not get it off, lets it go from half court, and Auburn will happily take a 42-12 lead into the locker room halfway home here in the regional semifinals as your Auburn High Lady Tigers lead Enterprise 42-12. Stick around. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report is next here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Happy New Year from owner Justin Quinn and his innovative team at Sensa Green HVAC and Insulation. Looking for a clean, comfortable retreat for your home this new year? Contact East Alabama's premier and most affordable Carrier dealer at 334-641-5450 or at sensagreen.com. Now extending up to $1,500 off any new system through February, Sensa Green offers competitive financing for all their sensible green solutions. This winter, for air that is warm and clean, call Sensa Green with Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High Lady Tigers lead the Wildcats from Enterprise 42-12 here in the regional semifinals. We are in the Dunn Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State, and this is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika. To better serve you, you can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. 42-12 is Auburn's lead over Enterprise in the varsity girls game, and it happened basically like it always happens. Auburn got off to a hot start. They were able to get out defensively, set that full court press as well, and they do it off of makes, misses, turnovers, inbounds. It doesn't really matter. Auburn will set that full court press just about any time they can, and Enterprise just doesn't have the bandwidth to get across half court. They actually broke it several times, but then it was the half court
defense that Auburn really, I thought, set us apart in that first half. Forced a bunch of turnovers, had a bunch of runouts. I'll say, though, one of the more physical games I've seen, especially in girls basketball here this morning. And I don't know what the reason is there. I don't know if we're just letting them play because it's postseason. I don't know if we're letting them play to keep all the games on schedule. I don't really know, but they're letting them play. There's no doubt about it. We've seen several girls have to pick themselves up off the floor. Had Pearl Simmons go out with a bloody lip as well, but Auburn has a 42-12 lead here at the half. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back and tell you what you need to know for the second half, plus give me some of those scoring stats as well. All that here as you're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Spring turkey season is on the horizon, and Winter Timber Outdoors has everything you need to tag out that big gobbler. Check out our huge selection of turkey shotguns and ammo, along with top-shelf decoys from Higdon and Daysmith to fool them every time. A killer lineup of turkey calls from Bo Brooks, Houndstooth, Woodhaven, Rolling Thunder, Double Down, and Cluck. Whatever style you run, we've got it. And gear up for the woods with the newest apparel, vests, and boots from Sitka, Grounded, and Crispy. Elevate your adventure at Winter Timber Outdoors in Auburn.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Back here in the Don Oliver Aquadome in Montgomery, Alabama, where your Auburn High Lady Tigers lead the Wildcats of Enterprise 42-12 here in the regional semifinals. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. I'm your man, Jacob Goins, and we know that head coach Courtney Pritchett joins us on the broadcast sometimes. He'll do a little color commentary when we were calling the boys' game as well. And this guy said, I got to get on there too. That looks like fun. And he said he can do it better than head coach Courtney Pritchett. So we'll see what he's got. We've got Dr. Gregory Moore, the principal at Auburn High School, is sitting courtside with us here in the Acadome. How are you, sir? It's great to see you this morning. And what have you seen so far in this first half?
Man, it's so great to be here. Opportunity to just be the principal of Auburn High School, man. It's like a dream come true to work in the city of Auburn. What I've seen is, you know, what I've been able to see pretty much throughout the year. Our girls dictate the pace of ball games. They attack the basket. They can create turnovers. You know, we can score quick baskets just on a couple of steals off the press.
Yep.
And extend the lead. So I'm excited about what we're doing this first half. Saw where Coach Pritchett began to play a couple of other girls late to kind of get some of our starters a little bit of rest. You know, you got to come back and you know, try to continue to do what we're trying to do as far as that pursuit for that state championship. You know, it's good for these younger girls to get an opportunity, you know, when you can extend the lead like that and let them get in the ball game some. Saw early on and listened early on how you mentioned how we had to battle through some contact and play through a little bit of adversity of, you know, trying to be able to be ball strong and things. But we've done some things well. And, you know, our girls have shown up at 9 a.m. and playing some great basketball.
Let's get to some of those halftime scoring stats here at the Halftime Show. They're brought to you by Troy Bank and Trust, the best of a local community bank with the technology, tools, and resources of a regional one. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. Auburn leading Enterprise 42-12. We'll start with the Lady Wildcats. Leading their scores is Destiny Smith. She has 7. Anaya Hill has 3. Baja Williams has 2. And for your Auburn High Tigers, again, Area 4 champs out of 7A and the one seed out of Area 4 as well. It's been a flurry of scoring for this Auburn High team, putting up 42 points in that first half, led by none other than Braylee Winfrey. She had 18. Bella Paul had 7. Caden Carr with 5. Anavia Nelms with 3. Jalen White with 3. And Reagan Small had a bucket in that second quarter as well to give her 2. Auburn leads 42-12 at the half here in the regional semifinals. Again, the Sweet 16 of the 7A basketball tournament. Dr. Moore, what do you want to see from Auburn in this second half? half. You got a 30-point lead. You don't want to give it up. You don't want to let this team back in the game. How do you do so in the last two quarters?
We continue to maintain and do things we did early on. You know, like you mentioned, Brady led 18. A lot of those comes from steals out the front of the press, some breakaway layups in transition by speeding the game up. We want to continue to do those things to kind of maintain the lead. But then again, too, you know that you have a winner that you will be facing potentially between Dothan and Central. You've seen Central three times. So there's some things we want to start working on to execute that we want to see that we're going to have to be able to do as we advance. You know, we look good right now, but we don't want to give them any hope of saying they can get back in the ball game. So a good start to start the third quarter to be able to extend the lead some more and just give us a comfortable lead to where we're able to just maintain, I think, and work on some things and give some younger girls opportunity to play in this type of environment.
Auburn leads Enterprise 42-12 in the varsity girls game, the regional semifinals. This has been the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Third quarter action coming up here on 96.3 W Lee.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W Lee. The second half of AHS basketball is presented by Gooch Performing Arts Center.
Start of the third quarter between Auburn High and Enterprise in the Lady Tigers, Lady Wildcats regional semifinals in the Don Oliver Acadome as Auburn leads Enterprise 42-12 as we begin the third quarter. It's Enterprise who starts the half with the basketball, moving left to right on your radio dial. They work their way into the lane, and would you believe it, they draw a foul on the first possession of the quarter. So with 7:35 to play in the frame, they'll step up to the free throw line. Want to let you know that second half action of this morning's game is presented by the Gooch Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at goochcenter.auburn.edu. It's Destiny Smith who led the Wildcats in scoring with 7 in the first half. She steps up and knocks down the first free throw. She's got a chance at one more. Makes it 42-13. Believe we had a running clock already in the third quarter. It is a 30-point lead, which is typical in high school basketball, but seems a little early to do it as we start the third quarter. So again, Destiny Smith is at the free throw line for Enterprise, 42-13, 7.5-ish minutes here in this third quarter. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you being with me. We've got Dr. Gregory Moore, the principal of Auburn High School, joining us on the broadcast as well. You joined us during the halftime show, and here we go, start of the third quarter. And again, I can't believe it. We saw a foul in the first possession of the quarter.
We did, just on a little bit of attack. You know, Jalen had her hands just straight up. Didn't anticipate that call with all the contact we had in the first half. Wouldn't expect that this early.
Destiny Smith, she will split a pair at the line. Rebound fought for comes out to Auburn. And then a jump ball is called as Braylee Winfrey found herself on the hardwood. So Auburn will come up with their first possession of this third quarter. Tigers in white on top, white on bottom. Auburn written in blue across the chest. Blue trim down each side. Blue numbers on front and back. Enterprise in the navy. Blue on top and blue on bottom. Enterprise written in white across the chest. And they throw it to Enterprise, does Auburn, as Whitney Rogers comes up with the steal. Enterprise moving left to right on your radio dial. Into the lane. Tough shot, tough finish. Baja Williams gets her second bucket of the game. And Enterprise starts with a 3-0 run. Bella Paul off the entry pass and gets it to go with a little kiss off the window.
Nice pass right there by Carr on a just advancement, quick up the floor to get a basket. That's a good opening basket in the second half for us of the Tigers.
First 60 seconds of this third quarter, 44-15. Auburn with a comfortable lead here in the regional semifinal Sweet 16 action. Kick to the near corner for Enterprise. Takes a three and buries it. Delcy Harrison gets her scoring started in the third quarter. Enterprise has come out hot so far. Auburn with possession moving right to left. As we look at it, Bella Paul in the near corner feeds to Caden Carr. Thought about the three, backdoor cut. cut for Bella. Gets to the lane. Kicks to Winfrey. Back to Carr. Open three. No. Too strong. Tries to get the rebound. Does Bella Paul. She gets it and then fouled on the putback. And there is Bella Paul again. She is looking so good in this season and has played a phenomenal game here this morning.
Bella Paul is a great role player for us as Auburn Tigers. She does a great job on the offensive glass, keeps possessions alive, does things like that to get herself to the line.
Bella has played so good this season. 7 in the first half. She already has a bucket here in the second half. She'll spin the ball, throw it up, and first free throw is no good. Bella averaging 7-7 this season. 7.7 boards, and Auburn has needed all of them in just about every game this season. As Auburn and Enterprise doing battle again here in the regional semifinals. Second matchup between Auburn and Enterprise so far this season. Bella will split a pair. Tigers took down Enterprise all the way back in November, beat them 64-30 at their place, and then a near turnover. Auburn tips the inbound pass into head coach Courtney Pritchett's hands. So Enterprise will inbound from the sideline. Auburn full court press as they usually do. Left to right go the Wildcats, trying to bring it up. Is Destiny Smith, and Braylee Winfrey steals it. Throws it up between two defenders, looking for the foul, doesn't get it. And here comes Enterprise with numbers if they want it. Kick in the lane, spin around, jumper, no good. Rebound fought for underneath, and there is Bella Paul again. Pulls down the rebound, and Auburn pushes up the floor right to left on your radio dial. Anavi Nelms, Braylee Winfrey, Bella Paul, Jalen White, Caden Carr. The five on the floor right now for head coach Courtney Pritchett. They started the game. Caden Carr looks to get a three, and she does. Just buries it in the near corner, and Auburn is up 48-18, a 30-point lead once again, 5:45 to play. Anavi steals the pass. Here come the Tigers. Gets to the lane and fouled from behind, and her teammates will come and help her up from underneath the basket. And what a great play by Auburn to get the three from Caden Carr. The steal from Anavia will lead to another half-court offensive possession for Auburn High School.
Great thing that we continue to do is continue to keep that pressure on, kind of continue to give us more offensive possessions.
Braylee Winfrey on the right, free throw line extended, kicks to the far corner. Carr wants another one, left that one short, and the rebound pulled down by Bryce Deeshan, 32 in blue for Enterprise. 5.5 to play in the third quarter. Auburn's lead is 30 here in the regional semifinals. Winner moves on to the Elite Eight. Loser goes home. How about Jalen White? Blocks the layup by Baja Williams, and Anavia pulls down the board, trying to get it ahead. Nearly threw it away into our lap, but instead Caden Carr saves it and then steps on the out-of-bounds line here in front of us.
Great block. Great block. The little eighth grader just stood strong earlier in the half. It was a foul this time. Great contact with the ball. Great block up top. That's how you teach it. Great job, Coach Pritchett.
Yeah, Jalen's going to be a good one. Hannah Shepherd again out today with sickness. Did not make the trip, so Jalen getting a lot of playing time this morning. Enterprise tries to get a three of their own. Rebound comes up short. A diving attempt save into the hands of Jalen White. Here come the Tigers. Carr has it. Pulls up in transition. That's a three. Bang! Caden Carr gets it to fall. It's a three from near college range. Auburn then steals the inbound, and Braylee Winfrey's got another one. Her first bucket in the third quarter. A three for Carr. A layup for Winfrey. How about a layup by Jalen White off the steal? She gets it to go. A Euro step by the eighth grader. Timeout on the floor. Auburn's running away with it here in the Acadome. 55-18, 4:35 to play. We're back in 30 seconds here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Enterprise had to call a timeout. Auburn went on a big run just now. 55-18 is Auburn's lead in the varsity girls game. 4:35 to play in the third quarter. This is the regional semifinals. The Area 4 champ, Auburn High. The Area 3 runner-up, the Enterprise Wildcats.
It is Enterprise moving left to right. Again, they're in the dark navy blue jerseys trying to break a full court press. They can't do it. Anavia gets the steal, gets to the lane, throws up a tough layup. No call. Jalen White pulls down the board, and back-to-back buckets for Jalen White, who can't wipe the smile off her face running down the floor. Winfrey steals the pass. Bounce pass for Anavia Nelms and gets another one to go. Anavia's up to 5 points, and Auburn is having fun in Montgomery this morning.
Coach Pritchett just told him to back up, We just had a bevy of points on a couple of defensive stops, turnovers, led to quick baskets. We put up about over double figures within a minute's time. He said, back up. Let's just get in defense and let's just work on some things.
4 minutes counting down in this third quarter, 59-18 is Auburn's lead over Enterprise. As soon as Destiny Smith crosses half court, Tigers bring a two-man double team. Kicks it off to the left-hand side. It's on the wing. Cross-court pass near corner. Dribble, shot. Left it short. Rebound off the three. Goes to Enterprise trying to fight for it as Jalen White. Should be a jump ball. It is. Possession arrow stays with the Wildcats. Again, Auburn just a flurry of points. Brayley Winfrey has 20. You've got 5 for Caden Carr, 5 for Anavia Nelms. Isabella Paul's got 7 as well. And a platoon swap for the Auburn High Tigers. 5 in, 5 out as Pearl Simmons steps in. Morgan Allen is in. Sophie Arrington is in. Keely Levitt is in. Reagan Small is in as well. And Keely Levitt pulls down the board off a missed 3 by Enterprise. 3:45 to play in the third quarter. Counting down, Auburn leads 59-18 in the varsity girls game over Enterprise. Screen at the top. Reagan, Eurostep, floater from 6 feet. Almost got it to go. Can't do so. Rebound comes down. Put back is no good. Here comes Enterprise. Nearly threw it away. And steps out of bounds right here in front of us.
Kind of what I mentioned to you earlier, Jacob, just maybe that once we extend the lead a little bit, Coach Pritchett could get some of those starters some rest, bring in some other girls, get them an opportunity to play in the Sweet 16.
Yep, it's big-time stuff for this Auburn High girls program as they'll run 7 or 8 deep. They can play as many as 12 on this team and feel comfortable with it. Pearl Simmons in the far corner gets stuck on the baseline, and she traveled. Just got stuck on the baseline there, tried to turn around and find some help and couldn't do so. And so Auburn turns it over with 3:15 to play in the third quarter. The winner here this morning will get the winner of Dothan and Central. That game coming up later on today. And that regional championship game, that Elite Eight game, if you will be back here Wednesday morning here in the Acadome. Dribble drive and cannot finish. Good contesting by Pearl Simmons off the left-hand side. A rebound fought for underneath. Jump ball goes to the Tigers.
Good job by Pearl Simmons. Got beat a little bit off the dribble, but was able to recover. Good contest, good stop right there. And Pearl's playing with a little plug nose out of that little bleed in the first half, but she's still out there battling.
Sophie Arrington, Pearl Simmons, Morgan Allen. It is Reagan Small and Keely Levitt, the 5 on the floor right now for head coach Courtney Pritchett. It's Keely Levitt at the elbow, tries to feed back out to Arrington. Swing around the rainbow, back inside for Levitt. Turns around at the elbow, back out for Small. She'll take a 3. Oh, almost had it on the right-hand side. Comes down, ball's on the floor inside the gold-painted area at Alabama State. Pearl Simmons somehow comes up with it, gets an 18-foot jumper, won't fall, and the rebound is secured by Baja Williams. Good looks there for Auburn High, just couldn't get them to fall. And the Wildcats will slow it down as Williams will jog across the yellow and black Hornet logo here at Alabama State. No look pass to the far corner. That's a 3 too strong. Rebound tipped around by Pearl Simmons, and 12 and White comes up with it. Here comes Simmons up the left-hand side, 2:15 to play in the third. Auburn with a commanding lead, 59-18. Arrington in the near corner, dribble drive on the baseline, hip check, no call. Morgan Allen can't get the layup to fall. Rebound by Keely Levitt, and then another jump ball is called. That possession arrow goes to Enterprise. Dr. Moore, I said this at halftime, I don't think I've ever seen a girls' basketball game be this physical and just letting them play.
Definitely, and maybe this is what it is when you get to this point in the season and
maybe
this type
so.
Of Sweet 16. They let you play a little bit physical, but this has been a little bit where they need to get control of it.
Destiny Smith at the top and stolen by Morgan Allen. Tried to go down low, and 34 and White comes up with it. Right to left on your radio dial come the Tigers. Sophie Arrington, she's running point, is the junior. She's got it at the top, 1:45 to play. Gets the screen at the top, works it around far corner for Pearl Simmons. Whips the pass down low and stolen by Whitney Rogers.
Pearl kind of pre-thought that pass before even looking. She had already made her mind up she was going to feed the post, and the defender was already there.
And we've seen that a little bit, Dr. Moore, from this unit here that has had a ton of playing time because Auburn has –
had some commanding leads so far this season. An air ball three by Baja Williams will bring the basketball back to Auburn. Jada Williams will sub in for Pearl Simmons. We've seen this unit kind of get routine-like in that sense, to where they know what they're supposed to do, they know what Coach Pritchett wants them to do, but they're just kind of getting ahead of themselves and not allowing the defense to back off before they make those plays.
Yep, just young players having to learn to read the game. If it's not there, you got to do something else. So they're learning.
Jada at the top, hands off to Sophie Arrington in the half court to our left. Should have been a kick ball. We play on. Here comes Destiny Smith. Tigers able to get back defensively. She'll drive on Jada, swing through Jada, and can't get the layup to fall. Got everything but the bucket, did Destiny Smith. And here comes Jada Williams, 10 and white, with the right hand. Puts on the brakes. Hezzy to the lane and fouled on the layup attempt. They call a block. Was she in the act of shooting? She was. And Jada Williams, what a nice move on the right-hand side of the floor. She's heading to the free throw line.
Great attack right there by Jada, drawing that contact. You know, early on in the first half, I wasn't sure if they would make that call, you know, but she did a great job initiating that contact, attacking the basket.
Six Tigers in scoring figures. So far, Jada comes up short. Does the junior at the free throw line. As Kat Foreman, we call her Fire and Ice, Dr. Moore, because of the shoes she's got on. One orange, one blue. Fire and Ice is Kat Foreman. And she can shoot it from outside now. You got to watch 15 and white. She's in the ballgame for the Tigers as Jada comes up short. Riley Finger in the ballgame, 40 and white as well for head coach Courtney Pritchett. And there's always some concern coming to Alabama State in a brand new gym. It's a lot bigger than anything you've played in this year. I think they've upgraded the lighting in here a little bit, too. But you never know how you're going to perform in the first game of the year inside this building. But Auburn High has put up 59 points in almost three quarters. I think they're doing okay.
Doing a great job. You know, sometimes you worry about depth perception of shooting with no backdrop behind you. But when you're shooting layups off the press, it's a little bit easier when you're getting high percentage shots.
Well said, my man. 35 seconds to play in the third quarter. Auburn leads 59-18. Enterprise in the half court to our right. They were trapped in the corner, threw it off of an Auburn High Tiger. It'll remain Enterprise basketball in the depths of the deep corner off to our right. And Morgan Allen to guard the inbound, trying to get it in. 3 seconds and now four they do. They swing it around. That's 12 in blue. Delcy Harrison hands it off on the left-hand wing. Now back at the top, that's Janiya Bloodworth. Kicks back to Harrison on the left-hand wing. Tigers in an extended 2-3 zone. Bounce pass on the baseline. Gets to the lane. Lost it in the lane. And then a late foul call will be on the floor. Should just be the second team foul on Auburn with 15 seconds. So no threat of free throws.
Yeah, just a little slight reach right there on the attack by Jada, but we're going to be fine right there.
It'll be a baseline left for Enterprise. They kick to the near corner and a shoe shiner pass right off the hot pink sneakers of 12 and blue. That is Delcy Harrison. So Auburn will have one more shot at the end of this third quarter. They'll be moving right to left as we look at it, leading 59-18 here in the Varsity Girls 7A Regional Semifinals. Sophie at the top, kicks to the corner. Williams, that's a three. Yes! Jada Williams buries it in front of her own bench, and that's how the third quarter will come to an end. Auburn 62, Enterprise 18. 8 minutes for all the glory. Don't you dare turn that radio dial. We're back after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Start of the fourth quarter, your Auburn High Lady Tigers lead Enterprise 62-18 in the regional semifinals. Fourth quarter coming up right after a 10-second pause for a station identification on the Auburn High Sports Network.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and W242 AX, Auburn, Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
Auburn basketball to start the fourth quarter, inbounding at half court and over and back by the Tigers, forced by Enterprise, and Auburn turns it over on their first I don't even know if you call that a possession, technically, of the fourth quarter, but it is what it is. Enterprise has the basketball in the half court to our right, just 3 seconds in to this fourth quarter. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. We appreciate you being with us here on 96.3 WLEE, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app, as Auburn has a 62-18 lead over Enterprise in this fourth quarter. I've got Dr. Gregory Moore, the principal at Auburn High School, joining me here courtside at the Dunn Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State in Montgomery. Baja Williams is the one who steps up to the free throw line. She wears number one in Navy. First free throw is no good. A reminder that second half action of this morning's game is presented by the Gooch Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at goochcenter.auburn.edu. Dr. Moore, what have you seen here today from this Auburn High Tigers team who about 8 minutes away is the second free throw, no good as well. Enterprise pulls down the board. Layup is blocked and another late foul call. We'll send 12 in blue, Delcy Harrison, back to the free throw line. As long as there's not the craziest comeback I've ever seen, Auburn's going to be moving on to the regional finals on Wednesday morning here on this floor. What have you seen from our Tigers this morning?
Just seen Coach Pritchett had our Lady Tigers ready to go. You know, we came in at 9 a.m., but we came with a lot of energy, created a lot of turnovers early with our pressure. Brayley did a great job at the point of it. Got a lot of easy baskets going toward the basket, like I mentioned earlier. High percentage shots are great in an environment like this, so it's really helped us push the lead to where we are right now. It looks like we really are focused on the quest for a state championship.
An 0-for-2 trip for Harrison. The starters back in for Auburn High. Most of the starters back in, including Brayley Winfrey. Goes through one, goes through two, gets popped in the face, and cannot get the layup to fall, but 20 in white. The Stephen F. Austin signing will head to the free throw line. Auburn 62, Enterprise 18, and we were wondering if it would happen. There is a running clock that we have in this fourth quarter, except on free throws. That's what it's looking like right now. So this quarter will not last all that long. As Brayley Winfrey, another dominant performance. She's got 20, and it remains that way as she comes up short on the first free throw. Brayley averages 20 points a game almost, and she's got that here today in the biggest game so far this season. As it is, win or go home. So if Auburn didn't show up and play their best, they very easily could have had their season come to an end. But thankfully, that's not going to happen today, as the Tigers are 7 minutes and 10 seconds away from a date with either Dothan or Central in the regional finals. Brayley splits a pair. First point of the fourth quarter for Auburn. 63-18, 7 minutes to play here in Montgomery.
Looks like Coach Pritchett is going to slowly substitute girls out. She just took one of the starters out, brought in another young player. So it looks like we're going to just kind of slowly substitute them out and bringing in some young girls to finish this one up.
Ball stuck on the right-hand side of the floor for Enterprise. Napoli had it. She dumps it down on the low block, trying to get it back out for 14 in blue. That's Kamira Harris. She lost it in the lane. Ball's on the floor. So is Brayley Winfrey. Those two are a match made. Here comes Auburn. Caden Carr, salmon colored shoes, kicks to the wing. That's a three and good. Holy smokes, what a bucket by 30 and white for Auburn High, and the Tigers are having fun again, man. What a big-time shot.
Yeah.
Auburn's got 66 points right now with 6:20 to play in the ballgame.
You got to love it when young players knock down baskets like that and the bench gets excited for them. That's when it's fun basketball.
Ball stuck in the near corner again for Enterprise. Handoff stuck on the baseline. Caden Carr forces the travel. That's 5 and blue. Jemiah Reese, who steps or actually took an extra step, traveled down there. And again, a running clock in this fourth quarter. We're under 6 to play. Auburn about to get one of its largest margins of victory this season. Brayley Winfrey will sit down for what we believe to be the final time. Sophie Arrington sits down. Bella Paul sits down as well. O'Money's in the game. 22, Olivia Quinones is subbed in for Auburn High School as well.
Fan favorite O'Money. Coach Pritchett keeps Carr in the game just to kind of make sure we can dictate things and just be able to run some offense.
O'Money had it on the left-hand side, ripped away by Baja Williams. Wildcats moving left to right. Again, a good turnout of Auburn High fans up on that second level, sitting in the gold seats here in the Dunn Oliver Acadome, and they'll hopefully make a trip down here on Wednesday again. But if you can't make it, you can always tune in with us on Wednesday morning here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Carr comes up with the rebound, nearly lost it, a jump save up to the Tigers. Down low, a layup attempt is Carr.
Good. Great job right there by Carr, keeping the ball alive. Found Pritchett, who found somebody down low for a nice layup. Great job by the Tigers.
5 points for her now. Auburn is 68 points with less than 5 minutes to play in a running clock. Fourth quarter, 18 for Enterprise. They've got it in the half court, moving left to right on your radio dial. Smoke the layup in the lane. Caden Carr pulls down the board, and then she's fouled. One team foul on Auburn, just the second team foul on Enterprise in this quarter. And again, fast clock on here at Alabama State.
Yeah, Jacob, I wasn't here last year, but Coach Pritchett had kind of talked to me about last year and how the season ended here at this point in the Elite Eight. So it looks like we're back on a quest, like we're trying to get some redemption from last year. I wasn't here to see it, but I can tell the intensity level of how we're playing that we're on a quest to try to make it to Birmingham.
Well, I can tell you what, you're on a crash course for the exact same scenario as last year. Auburn's got the basketball in the half court to our left. Sophie Arrington is running point. Auburn High had a historic season last year, swept Central in the regular season as they have this year. How about Arrington in the corner, 4-3, no. Rebound knocked around underneath and fought for and pulled down by Enterprise. They look to push left to right on your radio dial. Auburn, again, a historic season last year. Dr. Moore was undefeated in area play, area champs a year ago, beat Central three times, came back here as Auburn forces a turnover. Here they come looking to run right to left. Beat Central three times, had to play them for a fourth time in the Elite Eight, and came up short. That's how the season ended. And if Central goes on to win later today, you'll have the exact same scenario. How about the same scenario with Jalen White? Did that a punch in the first half, gets the layup to fall in the second half. She's got six in the second half. She's got nine for the game.
She's had a great game today. She's had a great game.
Auburn sees 70 on the board here at Alabama State, and then a steal. Here come the Tigers, 2-on-2 if they want it. 30 and wide on the far side of the floor. Crossover dribble. Gets to the lane. Goes up. Tough with the layup and a finger roll finish. My goodness. My goodness.
This young player has come to play late. You know, this is your opportunity to get your chance, so take advantage of it. She's doing a great job.
3 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. 72 for Auburn, 18 for Enterprise. It remains that way. Off the miss three. Here comes Jada Williams up the right-hand side of the floor. Kicks to the lane. Gets up and no good. Jalen White is there. Can't clean it up. Off the offensive rebound, the putback won't fall, and Enterprise will jog it across the timeline.
I think she got a little contact right there, but you won't get that call with this type of lead and a running clock. They're just going to let this one keep going.
Yeah, they're going to let this one go. So Auburn is about 2.5 minutes away from sweeping Enterprise this season. Beat them the first time, 64-30, and this one threatening to be even worse than that. Another missed three for Enterprise, pulled down underneath. And Sophie Arrington's able to clear. 2:20 counting down in the fourth quarter. Auburn 72, Enterprise 18. Jada Williams right-hand side kicks to the corner. That's a three in the air. No. Off the right-hand side, Jada Williams comes barreling in the lane. Tips a rebound to Jalen White, who's going to get paid with the 2 points. And now we got a Wildcat down. A ton of contact in the lane. And that's the threat there, Dr. Moore. You let them play. You let them be physical. You are threatening some injury concerns. But able to get up and barely limp off the floor under her own power, trying to get a number. Don't want to guesstimate. She is able to, again, limp off is the Enterprise Wildcat. So, again, Jalen White gets the bucket. She's got four in the quarter. It's five in blue. Jemiah Reese for Enterprise, who is in some serious pain back behind the Enterprise bench. So we hope she's okay with under two to play here at the Acadome. We'll rip a three. From downtown Montgomery, it's too strong off of a Tiger, I believe it is. Oh, no, they say it's off of.
It's off of.
Okay, it is off of Auburn. Okay, nobody on the floor knew which way it was going. Enterprise will take a three, maybe blocked off the inbound. Auburn pulls down the board. A minute 22 to play here at the Acadome. Tigers throw it away. Three in blue is Anaya Hill, who then is fouled on the dribble penetration. And believe that was on the floor. It was just the third team foul on Auburn. As we approach 60 seconds to play in the fourth quarter, 74-18 is Auburn's lead. It remains that way on an air ball three by Enterprise. Here come the Tigers trying to advance the basketball, tipped out of bounds into the opposing scorer's table. And a running clock in this final minute as Auburn will come to Montgomery and get their first win. First one in the books, Sweet 16. Is about to be done. Auburn punches their ticket yet again to the Elite Eight. Layup attempt by the Tigers won't fall. Whitney Rogers pulls down the board for Enterprise. We approach 30 to play in the ballgame. Left to right goes Enterprise. They kick to the right wing. It's a three in and out. That's been the story of the day for Enterprise. Just cannot get the offensive end of the floor to be their friend. Jada Williams has to dribble between a couple of Wildcats to get it across half court. Ball tipped out of bounds. And Auburn will be able to inbound and dribble out the basketball. 12 seconds and now 9, and now down to 8. In the lane, jump shot for the Tigers, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Enterprise. Tries to hand it off with 4. Ball's on the floor with 3. A jump ball is called with 1. They let the clock run out, and the ball game is over. 74-18, final score. Your Auburn High Lady Tigers, they are sweet, and they're heading to the Elite Eight as they'll take on Dothan or Central. They take down Enterprise 74-18 here in Montgomery in the Dunn Oliver Act. Dome. Stick around. The post-game show coming up right after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Auburn, get ready to hop into happiness at Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt. Choose from tons of crave-worthy flavors and pile on your favorite toppings because you're the boss. Try our new refreshing acai bowls or treat yourself to Oreo Froyo sandwiches that seriously wow. Looking for lighter, dairy-free options? We've got Dole Whip sorbet and sugar-free yogurt too. Come celebrate days and special moments in our gathering space next door. Sweet Frog Auburn, where every cup is your perfect mix. Hop in today.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Your Auburn High Lady Tigers a winner this morning here at the Dunn Oliver Acadome. It's 74-18. The Tigers take down the Wildcats in the varsity girls game in the regional semifinals. I want to have Dr. Moore, and I want to send you off, sir, Dr. Gregory Moore, the principal at Auburn High School. You did a fantastic job. And color, if principaling doesn't work out, which I've heard great things, and I think you're going to be fine, but color commentary is in your future, my friend. You did a fantastic job. We appreciate you joining us on the broadcast this morning.
I appreciate you being my opportunity to be here, man. Like I told you, man, you helped me cross off an item on my bucket list.
That's awesome.
Just have a chance to do a little color with a great opportunity here, man. All I want to do is just thank everyone in the Auburn community and the listeners for the support you've given me as principal in my short time here, and just looking forward to great things as we move forward as a school and great things with Coach Pritchard right here as we prepare to play Wednesday in the Elite Eight.
Dr. Gregory Moore with us. We'll see you Wednesday here at the Acadome. Did a fantastic job joining us at halftime and in the second half as well. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, and we talk with the winning head coach Courtney Pritchett. Coach, we appreciate you taking the time. Congratulations on your win this morning. 74-18 final score. This one, it's got to be a little relieving to get the first one off the board, right?
Yeah, but you know, we always, you know, we're going to enjoy this for a little bit, and then we kind of got to turn our focus to the spot where we kind of dropped the ball last year.
That's so right.
I think all the girls understand that. Of course, we're grateful every single time God blesses us with a win, but you know, we got to kind of turn our focus to, you know, doing what we got to do to get ourselves back to Birmingham.
74-18 final score. The Auburn High girls take down Enterprise here in the Acadome. Are you ever worried about coming here for the first game at a different gym, the big bleachers, the depth perception stuff? You guys put up 74 points, yeah. But any concerns about that coming into today?
Just the length of the floor. And so whenever we get to this point in our season, we've spent a lot of Auburn University has been great to help us to be able to get over there and get in the gym and get and play on a court that's longer than what we are able to do at our high school. And so we make everything longer. Like when we're running in practice, we make they start at the pass and go to the other pass.
Love
so
it.
We just try to make everything bigger. We let the bleachers in so that it all looks kind of similar to this. But this is an amazing, like, thank you, Alabama State, you know, for allowing us to play here. This is an amazing facility. And every time I come here, it gets better. I think they've done some renovations. And so this is my alma mater. I got 2 degrees from here. So
okay.
It's just always great to be back here and see people that you know and people that were here that kind of cultivated your growth as a college student. So
25 points today for Braylee Winfrey, 11 for Caden Carr, 11 for Jalen White, 10 for Bella Paul. And Jalen, I thought she played a fantastic game. Hannah Shepard not here today, out with the illness. And Jalen in her spot played phenomenal.
Coach. Yeah, she did. She did. We're always kind of excited to get an opportunity to see kids get opportunity. We hate that it happened with Hannah not being here, but you know, she's got a magic pill that gets her better in a couple days, and so we'll let her rest over the weekend and try to get her back in the gym Monday and get her back going. And so we missed her. You know, we missed the post-prison. We didn't have that many block shots today
because
Hannah wasn't here, and so It'll be great to get her back and kind of get prepared for what's facing us next.
74-18, the Lady Tigers take down Enterprise in the regional semifinals. On to the Elite Eight, Coach. You're going to take on either Dothan or Central. We can assume what happens, but don't ever want to because postseason basketball is a different beast. But you'll take on either one of them, and I know you guys will be ready.
Yeah, we'll prepare. We'll be ready to go.
Awesome. Coach, appreciate your time. Congratulations on the win. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Thanks so much. Head Coach Courtney Pritchett joining us here on the postgame show. And we're going to wrap it up as we got another game coming up here at the Acadome. We won't overstay our welcome at all. Auburn, a big winner this morning, 74-18, the final score. The Tigers are moving on, and the season continues. The Elite Eight, the regional finals, will be back here on Wednesday getting time confirmation. Believe that is 10 a.m., all right, 10 a.m. sharp, 9 or 10, but I think it's 10 a.m. We'll get confirmation on that here in just a little bit. But thank you so much for being with us. Thanks to, again, Dr. Gregory Moore, the principal at Auburn High School, for joining us at halftime in the second half. Thanks to head coach Courtney Pritchett for joining us on the postgame show as well, delaying his celebration with his team as well. Auburn, a winner this morning, 74-18 in the varsity girls game, moving on to the regional finals. And, again, they will take on the winner of Dothan and Central. Those two teams play later on today here at Alabama State. So keep track of that online. We'll tell you what you need to know as well. And we're back here on Wednesday morning here at the Acadome for Auburn High in the Elite Eight. The varsity girls came up short there a year ago. They're going to try and overcome that on Wednesday morning here in Montgomery. That is our next broadcast on the Auburn High Sports Network, is Auburn High girls basketball in the Elite Eight. Airtime will be about 10 or 15 minutes before, again, believe that game at 10 a.m., but we'll get you confirmation on that here on 96.3 WLEE, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. Auburn a winner, 74-18 in the varsity girls game. We'll see you on Wednesday in the Elite Eight. Until next time, I'm Jacob Goins saying stay safe and go Tigers.
Thanks for listening to Auburn High School Basketball.
Presented by
The Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Gooch Performing Arts Center.
Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Mountain High Outfitters, Gutter Pro, and University Ace Hardware. See the broadcast schedule
at 963WLEE.com.
And follow the Auburn High Tigers here
on 96.3 WLEE.
This has been an Auburn Networks production.